However, he doesn't simply suggest living together with the unbeliever, but with the stipulation that he agrees to it. That's why he said, "And he himself be content to dwell with her. For tell me, what's the harm if the duties of piety remain intact, and there are good prospects regarding the unbeliever, that those already united should continue as such, and not introduce reasons for unnecessary conflict? For the issue now is not about those who have never been together, but about those who are already together." He didn't say, "if anyone wishes to marry an unbelieving wife," but, "if anyone has an unbelieving wife." This means, if anyone after getting married or being married have accepted the word of godliness, and then the other half, who has remained in unbelief, still longs to live together, the marriage should not be ended. For, he says, the unbelieving husband is sanctified through the wife. This shows the great abundance of your purity.